Om Shanti, good morning. I'm going to invite those sitting at the back, please come in front. This is not a class. This is, yeah. Because we want the session to be a chit-chat session with Vedanti Behan, okay? So don't think of it as a formal class.
Some sisters can move to brother side, come near.
Yeah.
Fill the front seat all.
Yeah.
Brother can come more front.
So we chose the theme for this morning, mastering the powers to face and the power to merge. And it almost seems like they're opposite powers. The one is to face things, to look at things directly, and the other is just to let go and let it be. So it seems that these are powers that are very relevant for us now and important. And so we thought it's a wonderful opportunity to unpack. And so I've asked Vedanti Behan to share a little bit of her thoughts and then to open the floor up. So just to feel free to ask questions, her experience, what you feel are your own challenges, so that it can be a very two-way process this morning. And that's why we wanted it a smaller gathering so we can engage more closely. Okay, thank you and enjoy.
Kanubhai, there is a seat in the front. Everyone sit the way so I can see your faces. No, Sumitra, when I can't see your face. Everyone try to sit so I can see your beautiful face. Okay. So, this is for 1 hour? Up to 12? Huh? Up to what time? Up to what? 12:30. Okay, fine. Okay. So, this is not class, but more clarification in the path of effort. You getting translation, everybody? Translation? Okay. So our subject is, you remember the subject? Power to face and power to merge. There is symbol for each thing, right? So what symbol you love for power to face? Which symbol is good, which give us very good inspiration for power to face?
Mirror.
Huh?
A mirror.
Mirror. That is reflection. Yeah.
Smiling face.
Huh?
Smiling face.
You know, power to face. Situation coming in front of you and you have to tackle with the situation. That is the power to face. Not this face. Face. Power to face. No, but what is subject? Power to face. Power to, not faith. You have not understood the subject. Power to face. When situation coming in front of you, how you can tackle with it? You need to understand the subject first. And power to merge means when any situation, how we can, you know, not emerge, merge. So, first, are you clear with the subject? Are you clear with the subject? You want? So that I will share. But first, if you understand the subject, then you will enjoy. Okay, that is quality to face. Okay. So we are going little deeper for that, right? You know, in our life, from the birth up to now, whatever age each one have, every time we are facing with different situation. Like a child in womb of mother, right? The soul. And suddenly take birth to face with the worldly weather, the worldly vibration, the worldly food, the worldly relation. Anybody can say here that I don't know how to do it? Or you have done it? Have you done it? You have done it. So we know this subject from the birth. From the birth. Power to face. Because in our life, what situation will come next moment, we don't know. So don't make power to face is a big subject, okay? Make it simple. Simple. It's okay. If mountain will come, I know how to go through. If river come, I know how to go through it. If driving, the bumps come, I know how to drive. Slow and fast, you know. We change the speed depending on the road. If smooth road, fast. If bumpy road, we slow down. So in our journey of life, we are passing through so many souls, different nature, different attitude, different style. But that is the beauty of the bouquet of this world. This world is world of Almighty authority. Remember one thing. The way you think, the same way other will not do. The way you want, maybe you don't get it same way. The time you want something, you will not get it in that time. You have to wait. But we have to find the solution. We cannot say, why too much cold? We cover ourselves. We keep ourselves warm to face with cold, the weather. If too much rain, we can't complain. We use raincoat, umbrella. Right? If too much heat, we can use to make the self cool. So physically, in this corporeal world, every time we are very clever to find a way in any situation. Same way, outside and inside, you know. Now inside, we are clearing account with our own sanskar, with others which we had done, deep account, karmic account, we have to clear it. And that can start anytime. And you have to be ready to face with that situation. In that case, what we need to do? Power to face. Only simple answer or simple word. Ever ready. Note down. If you want to remain very powerful person to face any situation, remain ever ready. Good? Good word? Ever ready. Like when you thirsty, you know to drink water or juice. When you hungry, you know to eat. When you tired, you know go to sleep. So very smart and clever doctor. which sickness, which medicine, you know. Become expert doctor with the situation. Ever ready. Any situation come, you know what to do now. Like 100 locks and 100 key. What we do? We give number, na? Huh? Everyone have room number? And your key number? Otherwise it's confusion. So you have to be ever ready. Anything come. Yes, I know how to tackle this. Don't ask me how to get ready. Don't ask me. Because every day Baba's Murli is a big lesson. Become free from vices, leave your negativity, clear your account with other soul, remember me, become pure. Do your powerful Amrut Vela. Do service through mind. Adapt and adjust all the quality of deity in this life. So don't think what theory and what method, where we creating confusion. What method? Don't become slave of method. Practical experience of daily routine, that is the method. Learn from other. Every time you see other and learn from them. And make your nature beautiful. So for you, nothing is big and nothing is difficult. If we are afraid with situation, and if we are not smart to face, we say, I don't want any problems, I don't involve myself. I'm at my home, pass. My Baba, pass. My Murli, that is no good idea. Involve with many, do variety service, mix with everybody. You know, today in the dining room, I go on, they say, sister, come in that corner, you know, you can eat peacefully. I said, why? Here is a crowd. I said, I love crowd. I don't want to sit in the corner. What's wrong I have done so that is punishment to sit in the corner alone? I want to see it. You say no because you are senior, you know. So we give you respect. In that VIP room, sit there. I said, then I can bring my four people with me. That is only for senior. I said, I can take my some sisters with me. Because I want crowd. I want to learn in crowd. I want to enjoy in crowd. This is my family. This is my Brahmin family. I don't want to stay in the corner. So, ready in any situation. So, nothing is difficult. Power to face, word will disappear. I don't know what to face. Everything easy for me. Because I don't make it big fuss. You know, one day tax people came to the center. And they were asking big amount. I said, oh, it's fine. You are doing your work, come. Check everything. Check our file. It's okay. And whatever you want to charge us, no problem. Because you're doing your duty, okay? And 2-3 days he checked all the files. And then I said, you know, brother, I came from India before 43 years ago. Because I love Africa and I love Kenya, so I made big office in Kenya. And all the Raj Yoga students from Africa come and stay here in Nairobi for retreat. So that is why this big place people have made with their money. I don't know who gave how much. It come and we do it. So he said, so you're doing charity work? And I said, you can't see it here? This is a charity work. He said, I am writing one book on charity. Can you write one article for me? I said, yes. I will write. Next day he came. Article was ready for his book. I gave him. And he impressed so much. I said, brother, don't tell me suddenly how much I have to pay, okay? Because I need to prepare it. Because this is a charity. He said, sister, don't worry. Within a week, he brought tax-free institution certificate for 10 years, no charge. And you know, when our brother was meeting him first day, it was a big amount, $80,000 or something. And when I talk, it's power to face, you know, nicely. Finish, what $80,000, not $8 even. So when we light, everything can change. Why big situation we feeling? Because we making it big. Make it small. And power to merge. The other is power to merge. You see, Baba is teaching us to clear account of the whole cycle what we done in only few years. Only few years. You are sitting here 20 years to 29 years, yeah? And whatever karma we have done, accounts with each other, how many births, day and night. And even in this 20 year or 25 year or 29 year, how many hours we are giving to clear account? Even in class time we are sleeping. How much yoga we doing? How much negativity still be holding within? So we not using the technique which Baba is teaching. You are clearing your account of so many births in a few years. In a second maybe. So there is no any method or theory how to be merged. See, whole day you working, eating, talking, running, driving, earning, putting in bank, taking out from bank, going for shopping, from morning to night, going for Amrut Vela, doing yoga, doing Murli class, everything from morning to night. And at night, we go in bed, we merge. We don't know how to do it. If what we done whole day, the whole night we remember, when we get to sleep, when we sleep. So we know how to merge. The whole day, every day we merge and we go to sleep, right? So who say I don't know the method, how to merge? We all know how to merge. We all know how to merge. Only we are not using it. So we need to do that practice now and then, now and then, now and then. Plan for future, but don't think too much. Full stop. And in that, we will experience power. Like for to face, power to face, we need every time ready. Right? And for power to merge, what we need? Full stop. So just make it simple. For power to face, ever ready. And for power to merge, full stop. And that's why this institution start with Om and Om Shanti. Om and Om Shanti. Om Shanti means full stop. If two people doing argument, we say Om Shanti, please. Om Shanti means finish. Keep quiet. So only these two words you remember for power to face what? What? Ever ready and power to merge? Full stop. Pose. Pose for peace. And everything will change. In that case, I can give you only one symbol. One symbol, which can teach both virtue. Can you tell me which symbol, which can teach this face and merge both? One symbol I will show you, which can teach this both lesson. Have you seen candle? Have you seen flame? Have you seen? What is beauty of it? You know, the candle is all the time. You ever saw flame go down? You ever saw? Like this is a candle. Flame going up. If you do like this, still flame will come up. Right? So, the flame forever up, but means facing. If wind come this way, you know. And if extreme wind, have you seen the flame? You know, it goes so down like this, curve. So the wind disappear, the pass through, and then again like this. Have you seen it? It's like this, the wind pass, and then like this. So, emerge and merge. And, you know, it's dancing. The flame is dancing and facing. same situation in our life. For these two virtues, adapt in life, remember flame. When you will remember flame, it remind you that you are soul, right? It remind us Baba also. It remind us light. It remind us bright. Because when light, it look bright, you know, brightness, bright. At the same time, that flame will teach. Dance. Nothing else. Dance. Just, you know, dance. And success is your birthright. So, whatever I explain you, that is not a theory I like to explain, but I love to explain what my experience, what I do, I share. What I experience, I share. What I enjoy, I share. So this is my not theoretical explanation of this two power. This is a practical experience of this both power. It remind me light. It give me energy. It give me lightness. I don't afraid with any situation. I become observer. You know, in big jungle, where there are so many animal. Some are so big and some are so small and some are like this and some are like this and some, you know, some walk slowly and some run fast and they all have different quality, right? Out of all animal in jungle, you will see the lion. People go to see specially lion in jungle. If they see lion, they're so happy, you know, because we have so many, you know, these national parks there, you know, Masai Mara, all these jungles and animals. Tourists from the world come for that. And sometimes, you know, we go and we see what is beauty. Lion is just observer. You pass through, will not disturb you. Just really, you know, his pose is like a king of jungle. You know. He never afraid with any other animal, at big size or any type of size, or they run fast. He just sitting. Just sitting. He know any attack come on him, he know how to attack. He's ready for that. Otherwise he merge, you know. Just sitting. Merge. Have you seen? So the light, the flame teaching us, the animal teaching us, what more we need to learn? And Baba is teaching us, God teaching us. we need to do in practical life now. Now. The day I came to Baba, it's 53 years. I never created situation in my thinking or in my mind where I need to make a list of complaint for other to take to seniors. Never. And if someone take complaint for me, and if Dadi give me correction, I said, okay Dadi, sorry Dadi, the way you want I will change. Okay Dadi, finish. No headache from my side to senior. No worry from my side to Baba or to Dadis. So this type of powerful stage we need to make, we need to live, we need to enjoy. This is a real, real happiness of confluence. One day in Nairobi, someone asked me, oh, you have come from Madhuban? I said, yes. So you refreshed? I said, what? Oh, because, you know, you came from Madhuban, so you refreshed. I said, I'm refreshed here, I'm refreshed there. They said, why are you gone? I said, for meeting, for duty, for responsibility. I'm not excited to come Madhuban. Never. I come for my duty. If I give training to my mind that you tired in Nairobi, go to Madhuban for refreshment. After I go back from here, again depressed. Because the nature will come like that. Wherever I am, that is my Madhuban. Wherever I am, everything is with. You know, day before yesterday, someone said, oh, we have come Pandubon. We want to visit Baba's room. I said, first day when we came, we visited. Now we are in rush. But why we all the time we visit Baba's room? Why Baba not stay with me? So Baba room here. Let's go. We are getting late. And they say true. Because we are not devotees to go and do namaskar, my Baba. Oh. Where you can't reach, bring that here and here. And enjoy. Okay? So this was my explanation. Now you ask anything you want to ask. It's your time now. Yeah. Let me explain you. You know, Baba is telling us to come Madhuban to get refreshed because his father, and he is showing his love to children. So, as a regular base, we need to come. But, many Brahmin in the world, they can't afford ticket. They can't come. And because they can't come and they see that other going, so they get already depressed. That, oh, we have no money enough, we can't go, we miss Madhuban. So it valuable time is wasting in thinking. So my explanation, you get chance, you go. If you don't get chance, don't get sad. Don't get upset. Don't get depressed. Wherever you are, Baba said in Murli, wherever you are, you create Madhuban also. Wherever you are, you create Madhuban. So if you can't go, you create Madhuban. That vibration. So that is why I am saying. Coming Madhuban is good, but if you don't have enough money for ticket, or you have no leave from your office, or if your family member not allow you to come, then don't be sad. Okay? Okay, next. Everyone need to understand the question. It is about emotion. Huh? It's clear? Emotion, about emotion. Okay. Let me give you answer. You see, a child is sick. You see the emotion of mother, and emotion of doctor, and emotion of nurse. Different. Mother have emotion with attachment. So she is sad within. She can't solve problem of child. And then nurse helping. Nurse have emotion, love for the patient, but detached observer. So whatever treatment she give, it help to the child. And the doctor, very detached observer, only working on the patient, and that heal the patient. So how we work with our emotion as a doctor and nurse? Not it's my emotion. Detached observer. So then your emotion will change. The sensitivity will change. And it will become very easy to tackle with. Change from now. Any question? It's open floor for you. No question. Difference between these two? You see, adjust and face is very nearer. Like a potato sabji and tomato sabji and this sabji and that sabji. So like a similar, it's a different type of neighboring quality. Yeah, you were asking something? Who? Yeah, you see what happening, that we all are actors. And in this drama, we have played role in many birth, in different relation. And this relation is like a cycle, you know. One time you become father-in-law, and another time you become daughter-in-law, and another time you become son, and another time you become daughter, and another time you become uncle. You know, this is like a cycle. So you see what happened, that some soul of the world, we are playing very near role. Many birth. And some soul, we are played role, all the time with very good adjustment. And some soul, we have played a very, very crucial role, you know, very, very, very enemy role, you know, sometimes. So, in this birth, when that old soul pass through us, some we like so much and some we don't like. Because of our past role what we played with others. So that's why it happened. I have not understood the exact. Half I understand, half I don't. say it again. Maybe you change the words. What they don't like? Authority. Yeah. Everything is connected with past. Because if you have played role of leader, you will not like if someone big authority on you clashes. Because you are also powerful and that other soul also powerful. But time goes, it clears the account and it becomes friendly. It's not forever same. It happened for some time. But after some time, a change, relation change, attitude change, karmic account finish, and it change. I have experience. See, floor is silence, eh? I explain in 45 minutes and I gave you 45 minutes. Half. So you can get your satisfaction, whatever you are within, if you want to clarify it. Maybe this thing happening with many. And everyone have their own inner strength. Now in this case, you see that, like I travel each week for the whole year. And most of the time it's turbulence in the sky. You know. And some places I go, so I know. If I go in Africa west side, when I go, no turbulence. When I come, it's opposite wind, you know. So I prepare myself before I sit in plane. Today I'm going in turbulence. But I'm the master who control the turbulence. You understand? So I prepare myself, instead of fear, I prepare myself for the whole flight and all the passenger and the pilot. That let today this turbulence, you know, this can be not too much windy and let it pass peacefully, and you know, I give that. So I become instrument for the whole flight. You understand? So I cannot be in fear. Because it's not me only, 100, 300 sitting in, you know. And if my, as a Rajyogi person, if that fearful vibration, what will happen? The other. And Baba said, you are master. So master cannot be fearful. So we need to prepare ourselves. If you don't want turbulence, you give that power to the sky, to the wind, to the flight, to the pilot, so you just reach destination without that. This way we have to use our mastery, what we got. Like our sisters are here from brothers from Mauritius, you know. In January I was in Mauritius. I reached and after three, I was, my plan 1 week for there. I reached there after 3 days, the news started to come, cyclone. And then they announced that nobody should come out. You know, they closed the schools and then banks and offices and everything slowly. And even student, it 18 January, student cannot drive and come to the center, all the situation, you know. Now you can imagine. And I was there, you know. I was saying to the cyclone, you know, I was telling sister, open, let me see how this cyclone in the ocean, you know. Then I was watching, not for the news, only few minutes watch and then giving. Okay, go. We don't need, you know, the announcement that maybe death will come on the whole Mauritius island, you know. Then it take away the whole island, like it was very strong cyclone. I said, oh cyclone, we don't need you on this land. You can pass through water. Okay, bye. You can pass through. You can pass through. We don't need on this land. And you know, day and night, the noise of window, tuck, 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 tuck. You know, noise, noise, noise. And all the trees, just, you know. And so many trees fallen down and so many hurt also. Things happen, you know. Many things happen because it was very powerful. But 150 kilometers far, something like that. Huh? 150 kilometers far, it just passed through, you know, from the land. It just. And 18 January, 9 o'clock, everyone were able to go to the center. So then all the center, you know, they take chance for yoga and everything. And of course, you know, flight delayed, and when I reach airport for Nairobi, 3,000 people were on airport, getting plane, and go back. But I was enjoying, you know. It's a new experience. We are boss, we are masters of elements. Situation, authority. More? Is it louder? Eh? Okay. So, easy to face but difficult to merge. Now, we have to create new nature for that. Because our old nature, this birth nature, will not help you to merge with situation. You have to create new nature for confluence age, for new age. Now, which type of new nature you need to create for power to merge? Very simple theory. Whatever has come on your way, in your life, is not first time. It came 5,000 years before, and it has come again. It will go soon. When you remember this, that it is not first time, it is fixed in drama, so situation has come, it will go. And that your practice will help you for power to merge. Practice. Accurate drama. Nothing new in this drama which you experience first time. Nothing. that you experienced before 5,000 years ago, and that same has come now, and same will come again after 5,000 years. You know when Indira Gandhi's father, Jawaharlal Nehru, died, you know, Baba told my children, write letter to Indira Gandhi, that your father has left his body before 5,000 years ago and left it now and will repeat it after 5,000 years. Now who have courage to write this letter to government? So, you see, Baba was giving this way, courage, that nothing is new, so why are you taking it too seriously? Take it easy. No. Don't hold it within the self and don't worry too much. Yeah? I was not in that time, just in the front, in the field of service. Maybe someone have done whatever, you know, in those days. Because Baba is saying that whatever even your good quality before knowledge, that is still not exact quality for golden age. We think that my nature is good, but compared to golden age nature, so many sensitivity in our nature. And we need to check our nature and we need to change our nature. We have to churn so much what is nature of golden age. And practically, we have to use that nature now. Simple living and high thinking, divine, royal, personality of purity, very light, happy, friendly, observer, to enjoy everything. So many good quality which deities have, that we need to experience now. Little loud and clear, yeah? So your intoxication go flat. Have you understood? Come in front and explain proper the question. Maybe many have not understood the question should be clear, then they can get answer proper. Which mic? Brother? No, her voice is powerful. Mic, you need.
Now, I was trying to say that sometimes, you know, we apply, you know, when we start applying knowledge. For instance, the points of drama. Nothing new. Rama accurate, and so on and so on. For myself, it helps me to keep me on a stable, kind of stable stage in the mind. But for others, it's like you're becoming flat, that you don't have, you know, no compassion, or you don't feel with them, or you're just passing through and you leave them like, you know, like in a feeling, in a way, the feeling and sympathy, it's more empathy, like you lose, like you're not empathizing with them.
Okay. You see that this knowledge is very tricky. When we follow very powerful point in our life, when our practical attitude with other should be different. Like what I'm sharing with you, my experience, but when practically I'm living with other, I try to understand their problem. Because people only need, we listen them. You know? We listen them, then depending on their situation, we give them respond individually. So we should be not dry in our nature, or we not rejecting them, or we not ignoring them, but we act the way that they feel that we are helping them to fly. We helping them to fly, it's every professor's quality. Let me tell you one example. One of our regular mother brought somebody to the center and put her in reception. And that mother came in my office and told me, I have brought somebody who is in depression. I have brought somebody. Means she want to speak, so that voice should not go to that lady, you know. So she was speaking slowly. Because she was sitting there, my office was there. So, and you know, because I'm psychologist and philosopher, so I know how to tackle. So I said, who is in depression? She's telling, speak slowly because she's just outside. I said, okay, so you brought somebody who have depression? More loudly I spoke. Because I know, I'm a doctor, so I know how to tackle with the patient. Okay, now, I told her, okay, bring her in my office. So she brought her. And I said, okay, sit down. What problem you have? I'm in depression. I said, why you have come? I want help from you. I said, you will help me? What I tell, you will do? Say, give me the word depression. Means, from now you stop, speak that word. Can you do that? I ask her. She said, I'll try. Now she not allowed, you know, to speak that word. I said, okay, if you want help, come for the course, 7 days. I'll help you. But I'm in depression. I said, oh my God, this is my office getting depressed now, please. Who come out from my office. I don't want any more your vibration in this office. She said, no, but I need help. I said, but I'm telling you, stop that word to speak. Because I know how to tackle. Maybe other professor tackle different way. Oh my God, oh, you are in depression. So sorry, don't worry. So the professor become half depressed. You understand? I said, okay, if you want help, come tomorrow morning 10 o'clock. But how I come? I said, I don't know. I don't drive the car. I said, that is not my problem. You want, we come to your home? Okay, we will come. What time? No. I told the other mother, you bring her. She said, no, but I cannot bring her every day. Today only first time. Okay, I said, okay. I said, okay, go. If you want help, come tomorrow. Okay? Tell your husband, tell your driver, whatever, but you come. Where are you staying? Cross the road there, that house. That house. Okay, walk and come. No, if I walk and car come on me, I die. I said, that is your problem. Okay, go today. Good wishes to you. If you will come tomorrow, I will help you. Pass. Now, next day morning, at my surprise, 10 o'clock, she was standing in my office. And I was outside somewhere else. So someone said, that one is in your office. I said, okay. I reached there. I said, oh, who brought you? No, because you said, I had driven the car after 7 years. After 7 years, she driven the car. And she was in heavy medicine of depression. And she driven the car and came. Now, one rule, she can't allow to use that word, depression, in my office. I gave her one of a course. I said, come tomorrow. Now, 7 days she came. She stopped cooking last 7 years. The servant was cooking. Now, after 1 week, she started to cook. Now, husband, surprise. Husband said, I want to go. Where are you going? He said, just sit opposite there. Okay, let's go. After 15 days, they both came. And husband asked me, what you done to her? Now she driving, she cooking. I said, okay, you also do the lesson. And I told her, repeat it. So the wife repeated the lesson. And they became regular evening class student. Her depression medicine reduced 50% slowly, slowly, doctor. It reduced 50, then 40, and the little remain. Every year they used to come Madhuban. Every year. Just last year she died in London. Now she shifted. Even London they used to go. And husband was in Nairobi last week. Because she died now, but husband was so happy. And he came Nairobi for a few days. So, it's everyone's style. My style is different. You have to find your style. Maybe I'm little streak, but inside is flow of love. So nobody go far from me. Because I'm strict to make their future. I don't want to create the coward, you know, the lazy subjects. I want to make a powerful kings. So I need little powerful treatment to give each one. Yeah? Now one more last question. Are you happy? Okay. Finish? One more question. Experience of what?
Funny story.
I make you laugh. If I want to make you laugh, then I need to tell you joke. Joke? Yeah? Okay. You know bus stand where people stand in queue? You know? Bus station, people stand in queue for bus. Huh? You know? Okay. So there was bus stand and people were standing in a queue. In that queue, one lady was standing in the front row and one boy was standing behind. Now that boy was coming now and then from back and standing and looking that lady and run and stand again in line. He done 5-6 times, meanwhile bus come. Now that lady annoyed, why he's coming and running and seeing me and going back. Now you know that lady sari was printed aeroplane. The sari printing was aeroplane, so many. So she asked that boy, why are you coming from back and looking at me and going back? You never saw the plane? So that boy is saying, you know, Mama, I have seen the plane, but I never saw a big airport like this. Big airport means that lady was fat. So he can see so many plane at a time. If one side he see, 100 plane he can see. So it's big airport. So he say, I saw the plane, but I never saw this big airport. In another word, he was telling that lady that you are too fat. Okay? So this is the joke for the day.